Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper, took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with a towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash your feet, wash you, and you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, did not only my foot, but my hands and my head as well." And Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is cleaned all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew he would be betrayed. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, and for indeed I am. If I therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." Good evening. Peace be with you. Thank you. As Jesus entered into this night, as sacred scripture reminds us, he knew that it was time for him to go to the Father. That these last events of his life shared with his disciples would have to leave a lasting memory, and also to bring their hearts to be connected to their souls, to know that their mission was far greater than being students, but to become the imitator of the teacher and the master. Jesus knows that this meal that he will share with his disciples will allow them to reflect back on the sacrificial lamb of the Passover we heard in the first reading, when they were free from the slavery of Egypt. But when he celebrates this meal, he will offer himself as the sacrificial lamb that will free them and all of us from the bondage of sin, and to give us everything that we need in order to follow him. I can only imagine that in these events on Holy Thursday were the most intimate moments that Jesus shared with his disciples after their three-year journey together. And I think that it is only appropriate when we enter this night for me to remind you how much I love you, how intimate this night is for me and for you. Because our love that we share as a parish family is the love that is calling us from here to follow and imitate the teacher and the master. When Jesus washes the feet of his disciples, he's calling them into service. And there are three things that he wants them to realize as he was ordained by his Father when the Word became flesh, that you and I were ordained to be in our baptism, and that is priests, prophet, and king. And when we hear those titles, they can be lofty titles. We could think that they only belong to someone that is worthy of them far above us. But that is how we were baptized. We were baptized into the service of priest, prophet, and king. So in the washing of the feet, Jesus reminds his disciples that we must be the servant to others so that they too may see the gift of service that is passed on to them in their intimacy and love for what Christ has left us. There are three services for which Christ desires us to be called into as priest, prophet, and king. And on this night, and as the evening goes on, when we return to spend time with our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, to ask Him to strengthen you in these ways. The first service is that of humility and love and respect for the sacraments. We hardly ever think of ourselves as servants to the sacraments, but we must be. Beginning with the Holy Eucharist, the very gift of the sacrificial lamb that becomes the body and blood of Christ. We cannot live without it. Jesus says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life within you. The sacrament of reconciliation. Use it often because there is where God's mercy flows to his whole church. To be service as priest, we first must revere the sacraments that bring about healing, call people to vocation, and to a more intimate life with Christ. The second service that he calls us into by this intimate way of showing his disciples his love and washing their feet is in that of a prophet. To become servants to the good news. And we know the good news is the gospel, but the good news is truth. Be servants to the truth. Because servants of the truth are able to proclaim the good news by word and deed. Meaning, they will hear it come forth from your mouth and they will see it in the way you live your life. Every prophet who has ever served the Father in heaven has served in truth and love of the good news in the way they lived out their lives. The third service which Jesus calls us into through the washing of the feet is that of sanctification. That is how we become kings. And my friends, this is the most important one. And that is service into suffering. Suffering with Christ. Intimately under the cross. Because it is there that he says to us, unless you lay down your life for a friend, unless you lay it down and pick up your cross, you cannot be my disciple. And I promise you, if it hasn't already, it will come to you in great measure, suffering. It will come to you in all kinds of different forms, and it can be wasted if it's not in service of that sanctification of your life and your journey in the name of Christ. Because when we walk with Christ under the weight of the cross, we are sanctified by the very journey to Calvary, knowing that suffering leads to death, but death leads to the resurrection. Everything that Jesus would do on that Last Supper, that last meal he shared with his disciples, if he had not suffered, as we will commemorate tomorrow, there would be no Eucharist. There would be no church. There would be no truth. Because truth only comes for he who has laid his life down so that he could pick it up again. So which should be our mission? I think it should be to complete what we began so, seems so long ago, but only 40 days, on Ash Wednesday, right? We call to mind our mortality. We called ourselves into service to three disciplines: prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. Let us not forget these three great disciplines if we're truly going to be in the service of the Holy Eucharist, the Gospel, and the cross. Allow your prayer to humble you. Allow your prayer to be increased by the sacraments that you receive. Allow almsgiving really to be to give the greatest gift you can give, and that is truth and the good news of the risen Christ. And finally, see every moment of your suffering as fasting. Not from food, not from the chocolate you haven't had since Ash Wednesday. You're fasting from holding on to the world, holding on to the things for which we're comfortable. Fast from those losses of loved ones who've gone before you. Fast in the reality that health may never return to you. Fast in the fear and anxiety for which you are concerned only because of the world. And allow them to sanctify you. And allow you to be intimate with them under the cross. If you do these things as your mission today through the Easter season, then you will understand fully what Peter came to understand. That if Jesus asks you to do it, you'll want to do more. Not my foot, Lord, alone, but my head and my hands as well. And Jesus will say to you, don't worry, I won't give you more. Then my grace will be sufficient. These are the things for which we begin tonight. It is in that I say to you, I love you with my whole life, because our life is caught up in the service of who we are now, who He is calling us to become, and what we will share to be forever, eternally in heaven.